asking today, how many World Series will this make for you calling Razorback baseball?
This will be the third that I'm involved in, and all of those in the last 5 years.
Yeah, crazy.
Really, the last four tournaments, when you look at it, it's just amazing the string of success that the program's had, and it's a heck of a lot of fun to be a part of it.
Yeah, 3 out of 4 years if you throw out the COVID year, which is pretty impressive. Seven World Series in 20 years at Arkansas, 11th for the program. And this one was one, Phil, where we expected to be here at the beginning of the year, but then down the stretch, the last couple series, the trouncing by Alabama, it's just sort of the lifeless effort it looked like at Hoover. I'm not sure. I think everybody thought we had the potential, but it didn't look great. But here we are, and that's where it doesn't really matter how you get there. The bottom line is you just get to Omaha.
You know, I think in college sports, minus football, because it's such a small tournament, it's really just about getting into the tournament and then seeing what you can do.
Right.
And baseball, college baseball being, and I didn't appreciate this before I really, probably 3 or 4 years into doing these games. This is the drunkest of all the sports. So you just can't predict it more than any other sport. That might be the reason why the top overall seed hasn't won the championship since 1999. So, yeah, you just got to get into it. It's like the last team that made the field, or at least one of the last teams that made the field, is Ole Miss. And they're in the College World Series.
Yeah.
So
and
you just can't predict this.
Yeah, you know, you think of it, yeah, you know, I think we talked about this earlier. It might have been your tweet that you said the SEC West is in baseball is the toughest division in any sport. So we had the debate this morning on whether football in the West was tougher than baseball. Irrelevant of that discussion at this point, it is pretty amazing to see four Western Division schools in Omaha.
Well, you can sort of balance it with the idea of, you know, this is playing for the national championship. You get into the last eight in baseball, in softball, you're playing for the national championship. That's why the event is built around this. The SEC West, it wasn't that long ago, the two teams did play for the national championship in football, Alabama and LSU. Mm-hmm. But it's been a long time. You probably won't see something like that ever again just because of the way it's built.
Right.
Until they expand the playoff. But the fact that four SEC West teams make up half of the field of the College World Series tells you what the season was like for Arkansas.
Yeah.
So if we're going to look at, because they played A&M three times at College Station, lost 2 out of 3. The last one was a heartbreaker. They came back from down 7 or 8 runs and almost won it. You know, they won 2 out of 3 at Auburn, which was a really tough place to play.
Yep.
But they beat Auburn 2 out of 3, and the Tigers didn't have their closer, Burkhalter, who closed last night against Oregon State. And the Hogs beat Ole Miss 2 out of 3 in a really hard-fought series. And Ole Miss has been playing a heck of a lot better baseball since then, and so is Arkansas. They're back to their basics, which is starting pitching, defense, and being opportunistic offensively when you get the chance. Maybe put a crooked number up on the scoreboard.
Tell me something, Phil. Tell us something about this team, maybe that we don't know, maybe that you've been able, you know, privy to see or watch throughout the year that we don't know about this team that might be interesting.
Oh, I mean, I don't know if it's something that you can't just see by watching. People want to know about like the psyche of a team, depending on how they're playing and everything. You know, people will talk about they don't look like they're having fun when they're not playing well or something like that. I mean, I've been around them enough to tell you that I think that they've never stopped believing that they could get to where they are. You know, they know how good they are. You don't come to Arkansas without knowing how good you are. And I just, you know, fans and even media and people around the program might have lost some confidence here and there. With the, you know, the losses that did pile up towards the end of the regular season. But I never saw the players change that. I mean, I laugh a little bit sometimes because I would hear people call into the show that I do and say, well, it doesn't look like they're having a lot of fun.
Yep.
And then I'd go to batting practice the next day and everybody's joking and smiling and having a good time, you know, during batting practice. Like, well, they look like they're having fun. You know, so, I don't know. I just never believed this to begin with.
Right. Phil, staying with that theme, as you were saying, that brought to mind something, and not to ask you to speak about or downgrade anybody, but was Oklahoma State and Tennessee, are they as arrogant as it appears to us as fans who just watch on TV and don't get to go and see them play in person?
Yes, they are. And I haven't seen Tennessee in person this year. Oh. I did last year, and I think they turned it up a little bit this year, too. Oklahoma State was
that a fun was that a fun way though? Was the Oklahoma State, did that make it even more fun to beat them because they were that way?
I think you definitely enjoy watching those who pound their chests find the dignity to swallow their defeat when it happens.
Sure.
So yeah, absolutely. And there were other things that went along with it, you know. Wow. I told a story after the Monday game in Stillwater of the grounds crew at O'Brien Stadium refusing to move the John Deere Gator from right in front of the Arkansas dugout. And they were just like, all right, we'll just go beat them 2 out of 3 and call it a week. And they did that. That's how you handle that kind of stuff. And it's one of the things I really appreciate about the Arkansas baseball program is that people, look, the idea that Tennessee, Oklahoma State, whatever, and I don't want to insult them. They want to have fun. They say, well, we're just having fun. We're having fun throwing a bat 100 feet in the air. We're having fun flipping fans off when we round first base. Well, how's that fun?
Yeah.
How does that involve fun? And so that means they think that Arkansas is not having fun. But here's the difference. Arkansas has tons of fun playing baseball. But when they have fun with their teammates celebrating, they do it in the dugout. Jeez. They stay in the dugout. They're not showy. That's the difference. They're not some staid program that's not allowed to have fun. Dave Van Horn isn't some stern, you know, mean, you know, coach that everybody's afraid to be around, like he's portrayed in some circles. This is a ton of fun guys to be around. This is a program that revels in having fun playing baseball. But they do it in a way that just is sort of about themselves, around themselves, and I appreciate that. It's a professional atmosphere.
Phil, to stay with that tune, if you listen to the broadcast with you and Bubba, you can almost hear the disdain for the antics that Ole Miss does whenever they're on the field. How excited are you that Ole Miss is at the College World Series on the same side as Arkansas?
I love it. I love it. I love when Arkansas and Mississippi play baseball. Heck, I love when they play football. I mean, there's a thing. We got a thing here with these two schools. This is going to be terrific. And we I don't know if they've ever played in Omaha. I doubt they have. You know, we'll joke sometimes that Omaha means Ole Miss at home again, but it doesn't this year. But that just means Arkansas and Ole Miss may play in Omaha, which I think is going to be electric. Electric.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait for it to happen.
Bill, we were talking about earlier in the week, you know, on previous teams for the Razorbacks, you always had a guy that was probably going to be a first rounder, like a Heston Kerstad or a Benintendi. There's been kind of a star-studded player on every team in the past. I don't know if you have that one player on this team. You got a bunch of really, really, really good players, but you just don't have that one guy that may be a clear-cut first rounder. Is this team playing more as a team than previous teams? I mean, talk about the team concept with this group.
I don't know if I'd say it's more teamwork or anything. And really, there are first-round picks on this team. It's just not, you know, nobody's had the Benintendi season, the Golden Spike season. Nobody's had the Heston Kerstad season. Nobody was picked first or second team on all SEC players.
Yep.
Nobody. So, yeah, I mean, I think Caden Wallace is a first rounder. I think Caden Wallace is a major league third baseman. I think Jalen Battles is a major league shortstop. I didn't think the same thing about Robert Moore at second base. I think all three of them will play in the major leagues. I'm not a scout. I don't know where they're going to be drafted, but I know what I'm watching. And they are the best three infielders at their position that I've seen since I've been doing these games.
Well,
and that's where they stand out. That's where this team stands out, and it's difficult to compare it to the field that they're about to play, But you'd be hard-pressed to find a better team in the field, especially at third base, shortstop, second base, center field, and all around in the field than Arkansas. And Connor Nolan, when he's pitching, he's a tremendous fielder too. That's where they really stand out.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun to watch this. You know, I think there was a flashpoint. You know, Phil. By the way, we're visiting with Phil Elson, voice of the Razorback baseball team. When you know Derek Ruskin up in Northwest Arkansas, it obviously went after Michael Turner. It looked like you know the team sort of rallied around him. Fans did. You got to go to a different venue. Was not an SEC venue. Was a new stadium there in Stillwater, and Hogs just got sort of a new chance to you know no pressure. You know, Robert Moore even said on our show last week, Phil, that he was glad they were not playing at home. When do you ever hear that? You know, but I think that's what this team needed after what happened against North Carolina State last year. It's just been fun to watch it come together these last two weekends. It's been fun to listen to you. Of course, the new thing now, guys, right, is to sync up Phil and Bubba.
Yeah.
Get rid of the TV guys and listen to you two. I know you got to love hearing that kind of thing. I think Acree's leading the charge in that, but a lot of fans
are doing
that.
I did that this last weekend.
Yeah, how about that, Phil?
I love doing that, too. I did that actually last night so I could listen to Andy Burchin from the Auburn Radio Network call the last couple of innings of their win over Oregon State. And that's nothing new. This is what we used to do back during the analog days when we were just listening to everything on the radio. We all did that. I did that with the Steelers. I would turn down the TV and I'd listen to Bill Hillgrove and Myron Cope call the Steelers games. It's just, we didn't have to worry about too much of a delay back then, so... I appreciate when people do that. I really do.
Well, we'll let you go on this. It's always great to hear a Phil Elson call, and I love the ones especially that mean something big is about to happen or they're transitioning to the next step. Let's hear that real quick,
and
RJ.
The pitch to Slavens. Swing, ground ball, base hit, right center field. Brady Slavens sparks this team to Omaha, and the roadshow continues for the Arkansas Razorbacks. A 4-3 win, come from behind style in the ninth inning. The Razorbacks dogpiling on the field here in Chapel Hill with their 11th trip to the College World Series, and you can call them the Omahogs.
Awesome. Great call as always, Phil. Thanks for jumping on with us, buddy. Have a great time in Omaha. We'll be listening.
All right. I appreciate you having me, guys. Talk later. Thanks.
You're the best. Phil Elson, everybody. It's a great call. That's a great call. Phil's so good. He's pro level analyst. I mean, or play-by-play guy. He's really smooth.
Hey, by the way, did you talk to Young Money yesterday?
I did not.
So, and these are national. I don't know. I'd like to hear what Oakmont
is. I'll text him.
So, it looks like now that the field is set, right. Arkansas is at plus 550 to win the College World Series, which is fourth.
Okay.
This is this says Texas is predicted to win at plus 420.
Oh, wow. They're the favorite.
At 425. Stanford at plus 500. Notre Dame at plus 500. Then Arkansas at plus 550.
Interesting. So we're four out of eight in that. We'll text them, see if they have the same thing over in Oakland. All right. When we come back, we'll do some more trivia. When we come back, it's Tuesday Trivia. Matt Jones at 8 o'clock. Robert Moore at 8:30. I'm in. Justin Moore will be checking in with us as well.